My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So I wanted to get to this in about last night, but I'll get to it now because, this is just a lot of fun. And plus we talked about Luke Travers, and rightfully so, we need to talk about Luke Travers. There is a story out on ESPN, this is last night, Seth Wickersham, who basically is the writer of everything that comes out in New England that's good, bad, ugly, provocative, drama, juicy, whatever it might be. Seth Wickersham put out a report, the NFL posts that Tom Brady, who is going to be on the call of the Browns and Cowboys next Sunday on Fox's America's Game of the Week, Brady would face TV restrictions as a Raiders part owner. There was a meeting on Tuesday between the owners, and that in a slide on the meeting with the owners, it's called Brady Broadcast Restrictions, because they're moving forward going, well, you might be able to buy into the Raiders, right, but there is a lot of restrictions to Tom Brady. And I wonder if this is put out to kind of maybe dissuade Brady from buying into the Raiders or following through on this television contract or the rest of this television contract that he has. Because I want you to listen to this. This is some strong stuff here. It would potentially only affect the 7-time Super Bowl champion. I'm reading directly from Seth Wickersham here. It would not apply to other members of Fox crews. A league source told Wickersham ESPN that owners had raised several questions about conflicts of interest in Brady's potential role. Here we go. Aside from access restrictions, where he would not be able to go to practices or other teams' facilities, he would not be able to be permitted to attend broadcast production meetings, either in person or on Zoom or go to meeting or virtually of any kind. He would be prohibited. This is great stuff here. He would be prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs.
So he can't say anything bad about any team he's talking about.
If he is in a Raiders broadcast, he can be as nasty as he wants to about the Raiders.
Just not about the officials and not about their opponents.
Exactly. He better not say anything about the officials, and you better not say anything about the opponent. Now, it says here, while Brady could, in theory, state that he disagrees with a call on air, he would be subject to fines or even a suspension if he went too far.
Suspension from being a Raiders owner? Raiders part owner or a suspension from the Fox broadcast? What kind of suspension are we talking?
I think that would probably be ownership. Now, that can be seen as toothless. Steve Ross had to stay away, quote unquote, for a year from the Dolphins, I think a couple of years ago or whatever it was. It says he would be subject to the league's gambling policy, which is a very strong policy.
Right.
He says he would be subject to the league's anti-tampering policies. He would be permitted only strictly social communication with members of other clubs, according to the slide that the league presented. There is a precedent. Greg Olsen called some games for Fox, including one against the Minnesota Vikings, because the Vikings were an upcoming opponent of the Panthers. Olsen wasn't given usual broadcast crew access. It says Olsen has worked on Fox's top broadcast team since he retired. Brady is going to replace him coming up this year.
Right. So Olsen did, the last couple of years of his career, he did a game for Fox every year, basically during his bye week with the Carolina Panthers, and that's how that happened. Ken, I don't see a world in which Tom Brady is both a part owner of the Raiders and doing Fox broadcasts after this year. I don't see it. I would be very surprised, and I would pick that he's going to be part owner of the Raiders. And this broadcast thing is going to be 1 year and done. And then we're talking about Greg Olsen being back where he belongs on the top team at Fox.
Okay, that's fair. Because Greg Olsen's
awesome.
Yeah, Greg Olsen is really, really, really good at it. But I got to tell you, this makes me want to watch the game even more on Fox. Like, I'll be there, but I got to watch it on Fox. I got to hear what he says, because this might be your only one. Like, if they were like, okay, they might watch him and see how critical he might be. Like, hey, let's fast forward this. Let's make him a Raider owner. And then by that time, do I even really want to do this?
I don't know
what the restrictions are. I can't imagine, just to get Tom Brady, I can't imagine it's so prohibitive to Tom Brady that it's like a contract he can't get out of or anything like that. I don't know. I'm sure they didn't pay him the $300 million up front.
No.
But there was probably a percentage that was given just for the agreement, and then there would be a percentage per game. I don't know any of that, but boy, this is very interesting stuff here that he couldn't say anything, basically, that a critical or a person who was even trying to be nice would do during an NFL broadcast.
And I also think that Tom Brady's going to realize that this takes up a lot more time than you think it takes up. Just because on Sunday, I mean, you see the guy on Sunday who's out there for 3 hours. I don't know that Tom Brady knows everything that goes into being a good broadcaster. I don't. Now, to be fair, Tom Brady, to my knowledge, I think to everyone's knowledge, has worked really, really hard at everything he's ever done and done a great job at it. That's how he's become Tom Brady. But I also think at a certain point, you kind of want to stop being.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Stop having to work so hard, and Tom Brady might be there. I think it makes sense for him.
So
go be a part owner of the Raiders. Don't worry about doing the Fox broadcast stuff, because I don't think it's something he wants to do all that bad anyways. I think if it were, he already would have been doing it. He wouldn't have taken the year off between his playing career and getting in the booth.
What you said is interesting, because Lima has a very unique perspective about this, because it goes all the way, and it sounds like I'm bad-mouthing Lima here. I'm not. But it goes all the way from America's Game of the Week to the games that Lima calls on ESPN, where, no, it's not Greg Olsen or Tom Brady, but you have guys like Randy Buffington. We make jokes because his name sounds like a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
However, Randy Buffington works really hard at what he does. Lyman has had other broadcast partners who, one guy ate his breakfast while he was on the air with him. You've had other guys just basically show up and just start texting girls in the area while they were doing games that Lyman has witnessed. I mean, there has been some just really
not great stuff.
Abhorrent behavior that Lyman's had to deal with here with some of these guys. And I think that some of them just believe that they can show up and I watch football my entire life. I can do this. Like, there's been guys who have not gone to the production meetings virtually, all those other things. Like, Dustin, in his own right, works very, very, very hard at getting all the information, going to see as much practice as he possibly can, giving calls to people of who can help him paint a picture. Like, I think Pitt and Kent, I think, is who he has this week. You know he's on the phone with Narduzzi as best he can. He knows Pat Narduzzi, so that's going to be good for him. And, you know, with Kenny Burns over there at Kent, I'm sure they'll give him as much information as they can. Tom Brady, you know that, will try to do the same thing, but this is going to throw up a major roadblock. I mean, you cannot, according to these rules here, you just cannot present a broadcast.
No, he's not going to be able to.
Because the people are going to want his unvarnished, strong opinions on these things because he's had strong opinions in the past.
He's not going to be able to do his job to the best of his abilities with these restrictions in place. If he's not able to talk and gather information the way he needs to do a good show, he's not going to be able to be a good broadcaster. Now, he's still going to be Tom Brady, but I think ultimately that's going to push him out of the booth.
Well, I'm expecting the Tom Brady that I saw on the roast in an NFL version, right? Maybe language is toned down a little bit.
But I would think same touch.
That same type of to the point, almost cutting remarks. And you're definitely not going to get that if this is the way it's going to be.
Well, he's not going to be informed as he can be. Because you can watch film, but...
Well, he might be informed. He's just going to be muzzled.
Well,
and muzzled broadcasts are something that I have no interest in as a football fan.
Well, you're right about that. But there's also, you know, he might not be as comfortable giving his opinion on these matters because he doesn't know as much. So am I going to throw... Like, if I don't know... there have been things in the past of 13 years. By the way, happy anniversary, August 29th, 2011.
Thank you.
11. Happy anniversary, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, you're still part of the family. I know you came later, but you're still part of the family, all right? I'm sure there's been plenty of things that I've spouted my mouth off, but there is an attempt to try to understand fully what's going on before you go and rip a situation as best you can. And there's been times where, yeah, it's gone a little bit too far here and there.
Well,
him, I think that he's going to want to know everything because I think he knows fairness and he wants to be as fair as he can to guys that he just got done playing with.
Well, and I think we can relate this to right here. If you had to think about every single word that comes out of your mouth, because not because you're worried about your take, but because you're worried about exactly what you are and aren't allowed to say, do you think you would be able to do as good of a show as you do? Or would that be something that hampers you as a broadcaster?
I think it's something that hampers you. But
and I think that's what Tom Brady's going to be.
Everybody. Yeah.
So think about, maybe there are some things you can't say sitting in that chair. It's going to be so much more elevated for Tom Brady because of the ownership restrictions.
I think you're right. And honestly, $300 million is a hell of a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I would want to take the $300 million. But if this is an inroad into, like, I don't think Mark Davis would ever give up the Raiders. Does Mark Davis even have children? I don't know if he has children or whatever. I don't want to
have children. Come on.
I don't want to speculate yet until I don't.
That style?
Yeah. And he drives a minivan. Does he still drive that caravan?
Well, you got to have children if you're driving a minivan.
What an interesting character. But either way, the money you can make from an NFL franchise over a long period of time would probably supersede a 10-year deal with Fox Broadcasting.
So, I don't think he has children.
I don't know if he has children or not. So, I mean, this could be the beginning of Tom Brady actually owning an NFL franchise, doing a Jerry Richardson, even though the Jerry Richardson situation ended up pretty ugly. This could be the end road to him starting to do that. So it might be prohibitive for him, or it might be something for him that maybe he would want to step away. But he's scheduled to call next Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns against the Dallas Cowboys. And I can't wait because it might be the one true broadcast he's able to do before he has to go be quiet.
I can't wait to hear it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.